woman who has imaginary bombs she uses on people who annoy her. Now I have to stop by the library to get that book the boy needs for his book report. He has football practice after school and asked me to pick it up. In the library, I get the book and then have this urge to sit a while and calm myself. I find a magazine in a comfy chair, but school just let out and the kids are converging on my space. Remember when a library was quiet? The kids meander through the sit and read section in twos and threes, laughing, teasing, flirting, showing no respect or manners for the senior citizens trying to read the newspapers. One tall, pretty boy almost trips over an old guy's cane. He was looking backwards at a blonde. Why can't there be libraries for kids and libraries for adults? I need a bigger bomb. But I get up and leave. I can't bomb a library. Now I have to stop at the car wash. The man was off work on Wednesday and said he would wash the car, which was filthy from rain. But he got involved with his computer games, and then it was dark and too late. But I'm glad to leave the car with the attendant and go sit and wait. Maybe now I can get some rest. The waiting area is outside, and it's nice here with benches and planter boxes of pansies. Beside me, there are two men waiting. One is watching his car being wiped by two fast little men. They're working for a tip. It is a big, ritzy car. Then a large woman in a wild print jacket walks in with a cell phone attached to her ear. Her big mouth is open wide as she laughs loudly. She sits in the middle of the area and talks and talks. Does she have no sense of privacy or consideration of other people? Must she make herself the center of attention and broadcast her views to the world as if someone cared? She gets bomb number three. It sends her phone 15 feet in the air before it lands on top of the big ritzy car as a small cinder, to say nothing of her fat form, which provided way too much fuel. Thank goodness my car is done. People will drive you crazy if you let them. They'll even force you to see a shrink. So here I am, ready for my appointment with Dr. G. I have to sing like a bird in a gilded cage in order to get my medicine. But I'm really a tiger in the jungle, waiting for the right moment. Dr. G crosses his legs and flicks a hint of dust from his expensive shoe and looks at his expensive watch and tells me that our time is up for today. He smiles at me. He doesn't know the last bomb is for him.